Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears in all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make-doing men's solutions and ideas.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, the weekend's upon us. Welcome. You're at home with Gary Sullivan. Thanks for joining me. This hour is brought to you by Defy Wood Stain. Looking at getting an extra season or two out of your deck staining project? Yeah, sure, everybody is. That's why I recommend Defy Wood Stain. You can learn more at defywoodstain.com. All right, taking your questions regarding a little home improvement, our phone number is 800-823-8255, and I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a busy, busy day. Of course, we have Ron Wilson in. We'll have our friends from Roto-Rooter in. We're going to talk about backup sump pumps, water versus battery, which way you want to lean there. We're going to get rid of mold, mildew, fungus, algae on the outside of your home, whether it's just a windowsill, whether it's the whole roof, the whole patio. We'll cover that. So we've got a lot going on along with your calls, so you might want to jump on board nice and early. Again, it's 800-823-825. A couple quick reminders to do. We're getting near, in many places, maybe some places you're already into the season of air conditioning. At the very least, turn it on, make sure it works, huh? Number two, if it does work, get a HVAC company in there and get some maintenance done on that. Always a really great idea to do just that. Get that filter changed. If you haven't changed it since Christmas, you're overdue. Pleated filters work best, last longer. So those are a couple of things I want you to really focus in on. Because, geez, the people that don't test out the air conditioner to see if it works, you're making a mistake. Because I know in my area of the country, we go from like delightful 68, 72 degrees to 91 degrees like in a day. I mean, it just flips over like that. And, oh, I got to get that air conditioner. And you turn it on and nothing's going. Nah, it's not a good feeling. So just, you know, close up the windows or don't close up the windows. Just turn the air conditioner on. Make sure it's working. And then schedule to go ahead and get it, do the maintenance on it. Always a really good idea. All right. Again, you got the phone number. Ron Wilson, he'll be coming in. We'll talk about landscaping, which I don't know about you, but in, again, my part of the country, and I'm going to talk to Ron about this. It's been a few years since I've seen as beautiful of a spring as we have had this year. The amount of flowering trees, and a killing frost hasn't really stopped them yet. I don't think we're out of the woods yet. You never know. But it's just been an absolutely delightful and gorgeous, gorgeous spring. I guess if you suffer from allergies, that's not always good news. But it's been just delightful. And certainly get out, take a walk, do a little work in the yard, and enjoy Mother Nature, because full glory right now. All right, let's get to the phones. We'll kind of kick things off with Darlene here. Darlene, welcome. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good.
Good, good. I can't remember the name of the product that eats the grease off the cement. It kind of goes to a powder, you said.
Yeah, yeah. So the name of that is called ACT.
ACT.
Right, right. So it's ACTcleaners.com, I believe, or ACTcleans.com, one or the other. And it's a,
ACT
just for
cleaner.
People. I'm sorry?
ACTcleaner.com.
Yes.
Okay.
And what it is a microbe that eats grease so you're, and oil. So you sprinkle this on, and it does just that. It eats the oil and the grease, and then it vanishes. And sometimes that's a two-day process. Sometimes that's a seven-day process.
Okay. And this is going to sound odd, but does it work on wood?
Yes. In fact, it because even works on the composite wood, Darlene. You know, like if you had a grill up there and you had grease from a steak or something that stained the composite wood, it'll do the same there, too. It doesn't have to be like motor oil or anything.
Unfortunately, it's not composite. It's just wood.
Yeah, it'll work.
Oh, perfect. Because it's definitely greasy.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and let's get to Ed. Ed, welcome.
Hey, Gary, thanks for taking my call.
You betcha.
Got a shower leak. And first of all, the shower, I had it redone probably about 10, 12 years ago. But it's a walk-in shower. It's got a plastic shower pan. Three walls are tile, but I've got a glass door. And where the glass, you know, there's the door, and then there's a solid panel of glass.
Right.
And where that solid panel of glass meets the tile wall, I apparently have a leak somewhere. And what's happening is it's a small leak. It's down along the baseboard molding. In fact, it's actually rotted out the corner of the baseboard molding where down by the floor.
Is this on the outside of the shower then?
This is the outside of the shower.
And that's where the solid glass panel is?
Yes, the solid glass panel. Yeah,
okay.
The solid glass, yes, where it meets the tile wall.
Okay.
And okay. Like I said, it's leaking right where the baseboard molding butts up to the shower pan.
Okay.
And like I said, I caulked down the shower pan between the tile and the pan, and I've caulked between the door, that panel, and the tile wall. And it worked for about a week, and then it started leaking again. And it's not a huge leak. The only way, you know, I put Kleenex down there.
Mm-hmm.
And so as soon as that gets wet, I know it's leaking. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it worked for about a week. It worked for a week, and then it started leaking again. I'm just flummoxed trying to figure out how to fix that.
Yeah, when you caulked it, did you take out all the other caulking, and was there caulking in there to begin with?
There was caulking in there to begin with. I got as much out as I can.
Okay.
So, yes, answer your question, yes, I took out the old caulking.
Well, I guess I really don't have an answer. I guess the one thing I would challenge you is to make, you know, water can travel. So maybe where we're caulking isn't really where the leak was.
Could be.
You know, so maybe we need to go down that wall a little bit and replace that caulking. Obviously, if there was a leak there, you got all the caulking off, you re-caulked and you know, caulked it properly, it shouldn't leak, right?
And, yeah,
you know,
I do have to go back and check all the weep holes,
right?
Along it, make sure I didn't caulk, I want to make sure I didn't get any caulk in those.
Right, right. How about the? Now this sounds weird, but you know, weirder things have happened when we chase leaks. Missing grout, crack grout, water getting up behind that tile. From, you know, when we're showering, it's splashing off our bodies, that water kind of goes everywhere.
Sure.
Could it get down behind that wall, weep down and actually, bypass the caulking, if you will, where the leak would be behind. So make sure the top of that wall to the drywall is caulked or grouted and make sure that's watertight also.
Yeah. I'll take a look at that. Okay.
All right. And another place where we get caught short a lot, and I don't know the exact arrangement, how close this is, but the handles of the shower, the excussion plates and everything.
Yeah,
If it's in relatively close proximity, make sure those are caught, the excussion plates caulk tight to the shower also, or to the tiled wall.
Yeah, I'll check that also.
Very good.
Hey, I appreciate it, Gary.
All right, take care. Have a good weekend, Ed. All right, our phone number is 800-823-8255, working our way through a weekend. Ron Wilson, he's up next, and you're at home with Gary Sullivan.
It's the weekend, and you have fix-it questions. Give Gary a call at 1-800-823-TALK. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Hey, the best way to avoid a basement flood is to have a new reliable sump pump in place before the spring rains arrive. Hey, Gary Sullivan here. My friends at Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup are sump pump experts. If your sump pump runs often and is more than 6 years old, it's on borrowed time. Roto-Rooter can also install battery backup or water-powered backup sump pump that'll protect your basement even if the power goes out. Call 800-GET-ROTO or go to rotorooter.com. Looking for an easy way to boost your home's curb appeal? Well, let me give you a tip. A new Clopay garage door can completely transform the look of your home. From the classic charm of a carriage house door to sleek, modern designs in steel and wood, a Clopay garage door will refresh your home and increase its value. See how a new garage door would look on your home with Clopay's Door Imagination System by visiting clopaydoor.com. Simply upload a picture of your home and try on a new Clopay garage door. When you're sick, sometimes getting to the bathroom fast enough just isn't going to happen. One time or another, we've all been there. So now for the cleanup and getting rid of the odor. Odor Exit has a Fluent Body Cleanup that works great. The Magic made to clean up faster. The AQM helped us breathe better faster. I have Odor Exit products because they work, and you never know when you might need them. So be prepared and breathe easier. Visit OdorExit.com. OdorExit.com.
Well, spring's in the air along with allergy triggers, so don't let your family sniffle and sneeze. Get an Easy Breathe ventilation system installed. Reduce allergens, odors, pollutants. It's the big spring Easy Breathe sale, 20% off in April. You've heard me talk about my Easy Breathe for years. Helped cure our musty basement. You need one for your home. The big spring Easy Breathe sale, 20% off in April. Also available as a self-install kit. Call 866-822-7328 or visit EasyBreathe.com.
Well, it's time for our national gardening guru, Ron Wilson, to join us. And this gardening tip is brought to you by Gutterbrush. Spring rains, boy, I'll tell you what, they can cause problems with your gutters if they're clogged. And Gutter Brush keeps the gutters from clogging. It's like a giant bottle brush, easy to install, no tools, no cutting. And if you go to gutterbrush.com, you're going to find a lot of videos there. Just take a look at them. They're 100% guaranteed. They come in 3-foot sections, made in the USA. And like I said, they're 100% guaranteed. It's gutterbrush.com. You can also call them at 888-397-9433. Available in all different sizes. Mr. Wilson, how are you?
Including my mobile home?
Yep.
I didn't even realize mobile homes had gutters on them.
Some do.
Some don't?
Some don't.
But they're little things.
Little tiny ones. Little tiny ones, yeah. They go from 3.25 inches to 8 inches. Everything from mobile homes, sunroom gutters.
What's an 8-inch? I mean, that's like a commercial gutter.
Yeah.
I mean, homes don't have 8-inch gutters, do they?
Oh, I would imagine down south there might be some, especially on those tile roofs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So how's the garden growing? Oh, my gosh.
Gary, the garden's growing so well. We are so busy right now. I don't even know what's going on.
It's insane. Now,
relaxing in here now.
Yeah, I know.
But I just want you to know, in the Gary Sullivan tradition, and the Durango kid sees me right now, the lights are out, my feet are up on the counter.
Good for you.
I'm leaning back.
It feels good, doesn't it?
I don't have any chin hair or a hat on, but otherwise.
Yeah, Feels great, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's wonderful.
I got a question, and you gardening gurus know this. I started my show off and said, this has been, in our area, one of the most beautiful springs I remember in the last 10 years, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
True?
It's been a good one.
It's been
a couple, 3 years ago, there was one, it was real cool. Mm-hmm. And the colors lasted
a long time. I remember that.
So remember, it was a great show, but they lasted longer.
Right. These will be short-lived.
Yeah, whereas these have been a little bit shorter. But you're right, color-wise. I saw an Anne or Jane, I'm not sure which one it was, magnolia yesterday, which is, remember you used to have one of those in front of your house?
Mm-hmm.
The smaller ones?
Mm-hmm.
Just absolutely top to bottom, all the way around, that lavender purple flower. Just absolutely gorgeous. So, yeah, we've had great color so far all spring.
Oh, a lot of times I don't even know what I'm looking at in species, but, I mean, the red buds this year have been.
Red buds are just coming this week. What a great show those are putting on.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's so many red buds available today. You look on the, you go on the internet and just Google red buds.
Mm-hmm.
There are burgundy-colored ones. There are green leaf ones. There are some that get pink red. Some that get a cherry red, a dark red, the purple red. You know, and those flowers are edible, by the way.
Well, I'll go out and chew on mine, okay?
Yeah, go out. No, but
you'll feel better about that.
Go out and pick them and make jelly out of them.
Right after I pull the greens out of my refrigerator, I'm growing there, too.
I know you aren't doing that.
You wonder why I drink a Sully.
Yeah.
So, I know garden centers right now are just overwhelmed. I mean, it's just so, so busy.
Yeah.
But if you're thinking about changing some of your landscaping, and you know, we always talk about changing paint colors and changing front doors and, you know, doing that for curb appeal, you got to change your landscaping too. I mean, sometimes it grows too big, sometimes you just want to change. I mean, now's the time really to just get your phone and take some pictures and the tags on the plants, and so that you have them. I mean, there's nothing like looking at the real thing.
Right, and you know, I we do a lot of designs right now because folks want to get out there and do some re-landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
And I am seeing a trend where folks are going make it a little bit more simple. We used to have all kinds of different plants in here. I'd like just more of a easy flow, something a little bit more easy for me to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the trend toward native plants and native vars has just skyrocketed. And planting for pollinators have just skyrocketed as well. Things that will flower, you know, pretty much all season, all summer long anyway, to help out. But you're right as far as re-landscaping. And, you know, landscaping lasts. A good landscape, properly well done, well designed, is upgraded about every 20 years.
I was going to say 20 years.
Yeah. And usually by then, some plants kind of start to lose their appeal. You maybe get tired of the design or whatever, but you get about 20 years out of one. That's pretty good, and that's about what you're looking for. And there are some designers that are very good at doing that, choosing the plants that just hang in there, they just do the right job for 20 years, and then you get change it up. You know, it's like painting in the house.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And also, even, and tell me what you think of this, you know, just getting rid of some overgrown and putting in something new and different. You don't have to do everything
at
one time.
Nope, you don't. And you can take some out, put some in. I'll tell you what I saw. Somebody sent in a plan this week to do it for a design, and they took everything out of the bed. Now, the beds were still there. They were really nice, big beds. So somebody, whoever did this, you know, that's one of the problems sometimes. The beds are too small.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, big, curvy beds, and it was just mulch. Mm-hmm. And I looked at that and said, what a nice look. It was all cleaned out. You could see the home.
Yeah.
And they showed me pictures of it before, and everything was all overgrown. So, to upgrade like that, it's, no difference.
So you bring up a good point. Landscaping isn't really designed to hide the home. It's to enhance the home.
It's to enhance the home. And I know designers don't want to hear me say this, but I always said if I ever build another house, I would do just the opposite. I would actually go through and put stone about a foot out from my home foundation, and I wouldn't plant anything around the foundation. All my plantings would be in island plantings out in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that. So that I would only see, you would see the home, and I may accent some areas here and there with some specimen plants.
Right.
But otherwise, I would let the landscape do the talking with all the plants out in the landscape.
Sure. Well, I know you said you're doing a lot of design work for folks. I just want to caution everybody, and I'm sure you'll agree with me here. I mean, you're probably not going to be out next week to plan it.
No. Right now, landscape firms are easily backed up four to six weeks.
Yeah.
Easily.
But you've got to have a plan.
It'll only get worse.
But
you got to have a plan in place first. So for the DIYers, you know, if you want to do it yourself, and there's a lot of garden centers out there that will offer design service or suggestions, get out and visit them, get your plans in place. Now's the time to plant.
Great tip, Ron, and enjoy your weekend.
Hey, you too.
All right, take care. That's Ron Wilson. His website is ronwilsononline.com. A lot of good information there, too. Your call's next, 800-823-8255. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Fix it right with a call to Gary Sullivan at 1-800-823-TALK. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
You don't have to live with damp, ugly basement walls. Stop the water with Drylock Masonry Waterproofer. I've recommended it for years. Drylock can be used interior or exterior, above or below grade. Use it to protect and beautify basement walls, foundations, retaining walls, and more. Low odor and easy soap and water cleanup can be tinted for a decorative finish. Also, try Drylock Clear Floor and Wall Waterproofer for floors. Uses a vapor barrier prior to installing flooring or alone as a finished damp-proof coating. Drylock sold everywhere. Great news! All of Deich Coatings' DIY real stone coating products are now available at both Lowe's and Home Depot. Go online to find dozens of Deich coating products, from spread stone countertop refinishing kits to track safe anti-slip sealer to the DieHard 100 garage floor kit. Lowe's and Home Depot also carry a variety of Deich coatings, sealers, floor coatings, wall finishings, indoor and out. Learn about all the great products, DeichCoatings.com, or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com and HomeDepot.com. Hey, Gary Sullivan here to tell you about my favorite decking, Decorator's Voyage. I'm telling you, nothing compares to this stuff. Decorator's Voyage decking is a mineral-based composite, which means it's one of the strongest, most versatile decking products on the market. Voyage decking looks like a beautiful vertical grain hardwood flooring for outdoor living and features enhanced traction. Voyage has 34% or better surface traction than other leading cap composites, even in wet conditions. You can't beat that. Find a dealer near you at decorators.com. That's Decorator's. Decorators with a K. Carpenter bees cause costly structural damage to wood siding, decks, doors, eaves, and railings. And my solution, Trapstick from Rescue. It catches carpenter bees all season long. Trapstick uses no pesticides. Carpenter bees are enticed by the colors and the pattern, and they get stuck on the adhesive. Save your wood structures from damage from carpenter bees with Trapstick from Rescue. Made in the USA by the makers of the popular Rescue Fly and Yellow Jacket traps. Learn more at carpenterbeecontrol.com. That's carpenterbeecontrol.com.
Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears in all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make-do and mend solutions and ideas.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, back at it we go. 33 minutes after the top of the hour, you're at home with Gary Sullivan. Our phone number, if you want to talk a little home improvement, maybe doing a little painting, a little patching of the concrete driveway, maybe sealing the deck. Those are all wonderful projects this time of year, as long as the weather continues to cooperate. Our number is 800-823-8255. All right, back to the phones we go, and Dan, welcome.
Morning.
Morning.
I'm in Central Ohio, and I'm not the landscape guy or anything, but I have a roll of like landscape fabric that I bought probably 15 years ago with good intentions.
And
I have like hostas and you know, all these bulb type things that just got put in years ago, and nothing's really been done. And I'm feeling a little bit, you know, interested in, you know, like you were talking about the landscape design and stuff.
Right.
How do you put that stuff down properly? Do you put it down and stake it?
Well, you put it down, you stake it, but the biggest thing is you got to make sure you put the right side down. Because one of it, I think you might want to check even with your landscaper or your nursery store, but I think there's a right side and a wrong side where water can penetrate through it and water cannot penetrate through it. So, yeah, just making sure it's stabilized and making sure you got the right side, you know, down and the right side up is the key.
And so pulling out, is it too late, like, to pull out some of these annuals, you know, the bulbs or whatever? I've never done it, you know, separate, like, they're all clumped together. And
yeah, no, you can go ahead and do that. You might want to wait till after they bloom. Are they like daffodils or tulips or stuff?
Both. I've got hostas. The hostas are just barely coming out right now.
Yeah. Well, hostas, you could probably go ahead and split those and, you know, do that now. But your tulips and your daffodils, I think, like Mr.
They've
Wilson.
You'd leave them on there, though, till
that green kind of dies off, because that's what's putting fuel back in the bulb. And then dig them up and separate them out.
Okay. And real quick, I'd ask, you mentioned air conditioning earlier.
Uh-huh.
We put the air conditioning in like 20 years ago. Can I service that thing? Does it need like power wash the coils inside there?
Well, yeah, you want to make sure that this coils on the outside, you know, the fins.
Yes.
It takes air to breathe in, and you want to make sure that those are all clean. A lot of times people let bushes grow over them, and you got to cut the bushes back. They blow the grass from the lawnmower onto those fins.
That's what I notice. I mean, yeah. When I'm going by and it's running, I know it's sucking in that.
Yeah, and I'd go ahead and shut the electricity.
Would compressed air be okay to do it with?
Well, what I would do is I would shut the electricity off, take the grill off at the top, and take a hose and spray it from the inside out.
Okay.
That would be the best way.
Perfect.
All righty.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. All right. It's 800-823-8255. Grab a line. Talking home improvement. Mary Ann, welcome.
Yes. Good morning.
Morning.
I would like your opinion on water conditioners versus water softeners.
Let me ask you this, what you're calling those two, one is using salt and one is not?
Correct. I know that much.
All right. So the water softener, obviously it's taking out hard water particles. It's making the water more soft. It has benefits of lowering, calcium carbonate in, refrigerators, washers, hot water heaters, those types of appliances. It helps with hard water deposits on shower doors, etc.
Yep.
It helps with your skin because it is a softer, less harsh water. It's easier on your clothes. That's a water softener. The saltless, they call them saltless water softeners. They call them water conditioners. What it does is it doesn't remove the hardness. What it does is it charges. It puts a charge into the hard water particles that allow it to pass through the plumbing system. Okay? So it's a little bit different. It doesn't really soften the water. It does help with some appliances because that particle is charged and it's not going to stick, if you will. So it does help with hard water deposits on shower doors, minimizes buildup in appliances, doesn't do much with clothes, and doesn't do much with your skin.
Okay. Well, here's my, I'm going to give you a what if. What if I was your wife or your mother, and I'm concerned about, I'm not concerned, but it would probably be difficult for me if I chose a water softener to get the salt in the house
mm-hmm.
and down the steps and into the
yeah. Well, that's always an issue. Of course, they're doing them now. They used to be 80-pound bags. Now they're doing 40-pound bags with a handle, so they've made it a little bit easier. But a lot of your water softening companies, you know, like a Culligan, mm-hmm. they deliver and install salt too.
Okay.
So that's one thing to consider. And I can tell you this. The difference between a good water softener, so there's different ones. You can get like a Culligan water softener might cost you $2,000. You can buy mm-hmm. a $600 water softener at Home Depot and have a plumber install it, so you're maybe at $1,000. But I can tell you the amount of salt that a top quality water softener like a Culligan uses is nothing. Mm-hmm. It's nothing. I had one installed, I'm going to say it was probably 6 years ago, and they put in probably six bags of salt the day they installed it. It took well over a year to use all that salt.
Okay.
So it's not like the old ones. The old ones, I remember 30 years ago, had one in my home. I was putting stuff in there all the time. So,
yeah, well, that's the problem I ran into at my former residence. I had a water softener.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was living by myself, and it was a chore for me.
Sure.
To get.
Sure.
I'm a little old. I'm even older now. So.
Right, right. No, I get it. Well, I know Culligan, and I'm not saying they're the only one. There's probably a bunch of other water softener companies that have the delivery of salt and, you know, installation of the salt. For the same reason. That's the biggest knock on them right now, you know, is just getting the salt in them. But I think long term they'll do a better job for you.
The water softeners.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And because I don't think the conditioners would do as good of a job. I've done some upgrading, and I've got new appliances and new faucets and a glass shower door. And mm-hmm. The maintenance, especially the glass shower door,
right.
The maintenance is awful on that. So.
Right, right.
Okay.
So all right. Well, good luck, Marianne.
You're kind of recommending a water softener then.
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Morning, Gary.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, I do a lot of home maintenance repair on people's homes, and the number one thing I see on those outside air conditioner condensers,
uh-huh.
they're clogged up with grass, cottonwood seed particles.
Oh, yeah.
And to clean it with a garden hose with a good tip on it. It takes about 30 minutes to get all that stuff out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't recommend a pressure washer on. I see people.
No, that. No, I wouldn't either.
They bend those little fins over.
Right.
And it's a good idea, like you said, to unplug or take fuses out of it.
Right.
And the other thing everybody neglects is, and they got a lot of money tied up in these units, it's the refrigerator coils. So I've had this thing for years, and it's really cheap. They're about $12. You can get them at Cincinnati Appliance or order them online. It's made by Whirlpool.
Okay.
It's a 37-inch long gray thing you hook on a vacuum cleaner.
Right.
And I got a part number for it. It's a 8171579A. And you can slide, it's only about a quarter inch thick. And it's 37 inches long. You can slide it underneath the refrigerator or in between the coils. You can also use it underneath your bed, behind your buffets. And it's a wonderful little device. You can even take it out and use it in your car underneath the seats.
So this is a connection for on a vacuum hose, correct?
A 1 1/4 inch.
Gotcha.
It's a little like a little shop vac or your
sure.
household vacuum cleaners. And
sure.
I got mine at Cincinnati Appliance.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get you on the refrigerator coils and underneath.
Man,
my coils are actually on the top, which is a little bit more convenient.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how much dust they collect over a period of a year.
These people, they got these massive refrigerators that cost $2,000-$4,000 and sub-zeros. And,
right.
And
I saw one the other day. It was $15,000.
Yeah. dog hair, cat hair, lint, all that stuff piled in those things. I've looked in them. I couldn't believe I was looking. I've been at a couple houses where they're sub-zeros. They're really expensive. Yeah. I thought I was looking at a lint filter made out of felt.
Yeah.
It was actually a layer of lint.
Wow. Wow. Well, you know, dust and all that stuff, is those accumulations get into a lot of places, including our ductwork, our refrigerators, you know, like you said, the compressor outside. And maintenance is the key. You got to stay on top of it. Thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. Our phone number is 800-823-8255. Talking home improvement. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Jaws, the Just Add Water System, is my favorite in household cleaning refillable spray cleaners. The Jaws Glass Cleaner is my absolute favorite. The Jaws Disinfectant Cleaner kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria, including COVID-19. It's a cleaner and disinfectant all in one. Their line of cleaning products come with reusable bottles and concentrated refill pods that save space and reduce plastic waste. Refill and reuse Jaws, the best cleaners I've used. Get Jaws spray bottles and refill pods at JawsCleans.com.
Time for Ask the Bond-Eyed Guy with answers to what's bugging you. Let's talk to Dave.
Oh, hi. So I'm really into next-gen tech. Got anything next-gen for grass and weed control?
Oh, you bet. Bond-Eyed Cleanup HE is the next-gen way to kill unwanted weeds and grasses in hours with just one application.
Oh, okay. So what's with the HE?
It's the new high-efficiency formula. With Cleanup HE, 1 gallon treats up to 1,000 square feet. That's a lot more than what you're using now.
That's incredible. Thanks, Bond-Eyed Guy.
Get next-gen grass and weed control with Cleanup HE from Bond-Eyed. Learn more at Bond-Eyed.com.
Bet you're looking for a deck seal that'll last the season or two longer. Well, I found that premium deck stain. It's called Defy Extreme Wood Stain. It's a water-based deck sealer, so you can clean, use a wood brightener, and seal the deck all in one day. Defy Extreme Wood Stain protects the wood from harmful effects of the sun by using state-of-the-art nanotechnology, much like sunscreen. Plus, it has enhanced mildew resistance. Check out Defy Extreme Wood Stain along with their cleaner and brightener at defywoodstain.com, also at Do It Best Store.
Well, I'm all about quick and easy, so I found a caulk that's perfect for me. It's White Lightning 3006 Quick Dry. Gets it done in a hurry. It's a thicker formula caulk that's easier to apply and dry so fast. Caulked areas can be painted in 20 minutes. It's ideal for filling gaps and cracks around doors, windows, baseboards, siding, and more. White Lightning 3006 Quick Dry. Finish in a flash. It's my go-to caulk. It's available at Menards and Lowe's stores.
All right, back at it we go. You're at home with Gary Sullivan. Quick reminder, we do this show both Saturday and Sunday, 6 hours, 9 to noon Eastern time. And if you miss one of those days, for instance, you missed last Sunday.
You missed
a
lot.
You can pick,
You missed a lot.
You missed a lot. You betcha. You can pick up that podcast at the iHeart app, and it's just click on podcast at home with Gary Sullivan. Of course, this podcast are brought to you by Decorators Decking. Go beyond ordinary. John, welcome.
Good morning, Gary. I had a question about a hot water heater.
Okay.
The emergency bypass keeps on bleeding off every now and then, spilling water on the floor.
So what are you calling the pipe on the side of the tank or on the top of the tank, the pressure relief valve?
Correct. It's at the top. It's at the top of the tank.
Okay. So a lot of times when we have that, we're quick to blame the pressure relief valve when, in fact, it may be doing its job. You know, it's designed that when pressure builds up in that tank, that it automatically releases some water and allows, room for that pressure to build once again in that tank. So it's discharging because the pressure's too high. So a couple of things I would do is, one, I would check to see where my water pressure is in my house. You want to make sure it's, 60 or below. What else was I going to say? See if that, when that thing discharges water, John, does it shut off? Does it shut itself off then?
It does.
Okay, so it's probably doing the job. Have you checked the pressure in the house at all? The water pressure?
It's been acting funny since this has happened. So when it does build up, if you open up a faucet, It has a lot of pressure, and then it calms down.
Yeah.
The house is 25 years old, and we haven't done anything different with it.
Yeah.
I don't know why it would change.
Do you have an expansion tank on the top of that water heater?
No.
Okay. So what I do, like I said, that might be something you want to add. How old's the water heater?
Roughly 6 to 7 years.
Okay. You know, things change. I don't know. Do you have a pressure reducing valve on the main line coming into your home?
I do.
Sometimes those fail.
Oh.
You know, so that could be it. What I would do, again, just as a get-go, okay, you can get a little tester to test what your water pressure is. You screw it on an outdoor faucet and just open it up and see what your pressure is. And again, I'd keep it below 60. Expansion tanks on water heaters pretty much code now. That might be something you want to install. But, you know, if you have high pressure, I would probably focus in on the pressure reducing valve.
Got it. I appreciate that.
Okay. Very good, John.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You do the same. Take care. All right. Let's get to Joyce. Joyce, welcome. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Thank you. The reason I'm calling is because I have a 45-year-old gas furnace that seems to run just perfectly fine. But last year I had thought about having a new one put in, just because it was the last person that checked it said, well, you might want to consider putting in a new one just because of age. But then I went to a different place and I talked to a guy about having the a new furnace and also adding air conditioning, because I don't have air conditioning. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, if it's running fine, why don't you just wait till it stops? And I'm like, okay, I don't know who's giving me the right advice. I'm just kind of...
Well, you know, because they're probably... Let me tell you this. The average life of my furnace today is 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yours is 45 years old. I would say when that was put in, the average life of a furnace was probably about 30 years. And somebody's listening to me right now, I guarantee it says, Gary, my furnace is 55 years old. Now, a lot has happened in furnaces in the last 45 years, and probably the number one thing is the energy efficiency of the furnace is night and day. I'm going to guess yours is probably 60% efficient tonight. Today, you can get them at 95% efficient. 96% efficient. So you're, you know, I guess you could look at it and say, you know, there's no right or wrong answer. You're going to replace it when it breaks, or you're going to get ahead of the game and replace it now.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the reasons you'd want to replace it now is it's getting pretty long in the tooth, And it's not the most efficient furnace around now. So you could reduce your energy bill. Probably fairly, you know, substantially. I don't have a dollar amount for you, but certainly it's going to be a lot more efficient. Do you have to do it? No, you don't have to do it.
No, I don't really have to.
You could wait till the...
I was just, you know, when I got two different answers, and then the pandemic came, because I checked on it in, like, last January, and then Everything hit the fan. So I just, you know, I just thought, well, this is not the right time to do it, and just keep my fingers crossed that it still keeps going, and it just keeps going and going and going.
Do you have it serviced regularly or no?
Pretty much. It's like I had a guy come out to do it. It was like after my husband passed away, because he was the one that kept it going.
Uh-huh.
And then the guy came out, and then my son was not living close by, and then he moved back, and so he's been keeping it up for me. And I changed the filter myself, you know, keep that clean. So it's just...
Well, I think it really depends. Joyce, you know, the one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to have that thing go out on January 15th when it's 5 below 0.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of... you're going to make that investment. There is no right or wrong answer, like I keep saying. You know, you could certainly make a case for replacing it right now, and you can make a case by, I don't want to mess around with it. It's running fine. I mean, I don't have a – those are the two answers. Yeah. I mean, it's a personal decision.
Yeah.
Always better to replace before it breaks down.
Yeah. Is there a better time of the year to
– No, not really. No.
To do that kind of thing? I was thinking about like March or something like that when I was thinking about doing it before. And
well, they're all busy with air conditioning. They're always busy. There's no good time. They'll take care of you. If you're ready to make that move and you're going to do air conditioning, if you're going to do air conditioning, you want air conditioning, I'd probably do it all at the same time, and you can do it now. All right, one of my favorite products is the Easy Breathe, and they got their big April sale, Springs in the Air, along with allergy triggers. Listen, if your family's sniffling and sneezing, get yourself an Easy Breathe ventilation system. It reduces allergens, odors, and pollutants. In the big spring Easy Breathe sales, 20% off the month of April. Great deal. 866-822-7328 or visit easybreathe.com. That's letter E, letter Z, breathe.com. We'll continue. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Start a project and don't know how to finish it? Call Gary at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears in all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make-do and mend solutions and ideas.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.